Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Brian Malkiewicz.
Word.
And today, we are talking about the TWAB Whisper of the Worm has been nerfed, along with several other exotic changes. We brought the salt.
Can you
We're
hear it?
We're going to talk about it.
Can you hear it?
And let's get right into it. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, you can listen to us on your platform of choice, basically, or over on youtube.com/fireteamchat. Check us out there. It helps us.
Well, yes.
Or
subscribe.
On IGN.com.
Subscribe and like.
And all that. I don't know why I'm doing a call out.
Sure.
Let's get
Turn
salty.
Yeah.
Let's get salty. All right. So first things first, we're going to go over the TWAB. For context, several coveted exotics have been nerfed.
Several.
And we're thinking that they're basically going to be not used
just
anymore.
Just say nerfed into oblivion. I was waiting for
nerfed
you to
into
say
uselessness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, this week at Bungie, Lord Saladin is here. Play Iron Banner. By the way, we're destroying everything. That's what they wrote.
A spit take there.
Season of Opulence is on. Here's what they said. Here's what they said for real. Season of Opulence is on fast approach, and similar to past seasons, some sandbox changes will arrive with it. Last week, we set your sights on a new raid that begins June 4th, the same day that the new season launches. We wanted to let you know what to expect from the new sandbox so you can plan accordingly. The Destiny dev team has the details. Oh, cool. Good news about the sandbox. That's going to be great, you guys. We're going to hear how they're going to buff those
honestly,
other
exotics. Before you read this off, they should have prefaced it with this paragraph right here.
Yeah.
We're sympathetic about the fact that the changes make it. They should have started with that.
Little
at
lead
the top.
In.
It's like, because you're like, oh, let's see what's changing. And then it's like,
we're sympathetic about the fact that the changes we make in the interest of balancing combat and game design can be jarring. It was important that we have this conversation with you before you read the patch notes. We know many of you have a lot riding on day one of Season of Opulence. Hopefully, this intel will assist you in building the perfect monster-killing machines for the next season of play.
They should have started with that.
They should have started with that. It would lead your brain to believe that something bad is going.
Less of this would probably exist.
Maybe.
Do you guys think I should just read this whole section?
I think you can footnote it.
I don't know, but read most of it.
I want to read this paragraph, and then we'll footnote what they've done to each of the weapons.
Yeah.
Destiny dev team. For Season of Opulence, several notable weapons are being adjusted. We want to ensure that encounters, raids, and other endgame content, for example, remain a challenge. Some of these weapons have been overwhelming that challenge. Our first choice is to buff underused weapons, but if we continue to push every weapon up higher and higher, it will be impossible to maintain challenging experiences. This is not a full list of changes, but some of the most impactful. And they're all bad, so brace yourself. Whisper of the Worm. White Nail pulls ammo from reserves now rather than creating it, meaning no more infinite ammo. Reserve ammunition increased to 18 without ammo reserve perks. That makes Whisper of the Worm a legendary tier weapon.
It's Black still, Hammer level, Black Spindle.
Yeah. Black D1. Hammer, Black Spindle D1 level weapon. I think it's incredibly unfortunate because now Darcy is the superior choice for your heavy ammo slot with the Catalyst. It outclasses DPS bar none, meaning, okay, you've made us get rid of Whisper. We're not going to use it even with Whisper Breathing because at the end of the day, Darcy's going to be better. Or maybe they're adjusting Darcy.
Yeah, this is before the patch notes, so we don't know what else is coming.
Yeah. So. They do say this effectively results in sniper rifles as a whole being punished because of Whisper's unique ammo ability. Okay. As a result, we're removing the ammo regeneration ability so that we can increase the effectiveness of all other snipers that don't have an endless ammo supply. The problem, I said this online.
So hang on. Are you actually going to read through most of it and then dig into the problem? Or do you
want to dig into Whisper?
Okay, you want to dig into right Whisper? Now. Okay.
So for me, the problem with this logic is that, oh, people are beating our encounters too easy. We need to adjust the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the inverse is the problem. All, if not the majority of the encounters are this. Boss stomp, that teaches the player to get away from the boss.
Yeah.
Do mechanics, solve a puzzle, go stand away from the boss and DPS him with what? A ranged weapon. What is the best ranged weapon? It's Whisper.
Whisper.
Yep. Yeah, it's Whisper of the Worm. So you have a stomp mechanic that basically all of your characters have pushing us away from them, forcing us to use ranged weapons. Where's the boss mechanic that forces us to use shotguns? Yep. There are a few that we could think of. Callie, everybody's doing Acrius yeah. now.
With a cheese, though.
No, by locking her in a place. Even the legit way. Even if you do it the legit way and you go to her DPS phases with a door.
Yeah, but she still stomps you. Oh, no, not when she's not when she's like, yep. playing around. Build up part, right?
You can nuke her with Acrius. Yeah. So it's not the guns problem. It's a design problem.
Yeah, that's one thing I mentioned is like Bungie is struggling to create challenging content with these two weapons, Sleeper Simulant being the other one.
Yeah.
Sleeper is already dead and it got nerfed.
Yeah, it got nerfed. Was it like 2 days ago? Yeah. I finally got the Sleeper Catalyst. I'm like, finally going to do it. After learning how much you have to do to actually unlock the Catalyst and then they pull this
off. They do this and you're like,
read it off later and you're just like,
No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to actually these things being exotic, that's the issue. And I think that at least what I'm gathering, and I've had mixed reactions, as I often do, sitting on the fence. If we look back
which sides he's going to fall on?
Exactly. Stay tuned. If you look back at D1, your brain would go, oh, Black Spindle was the weapon, right? And that had the same problem, and they nerfed it for that reason.
Well, Black Hammer was the one. Black Spindle.
Did they nerf it, or did they release a new season where those weapons didn't come forward?
No, they nerfed it,
and they still didn't come forward.
And they still didn't come forward. So, and that was the reason why Spindle came out, and then Spindle had some of the perks, but not the power.
Maybe I'm incorrect. I'm sure the commenters will let us know. I believe what happened with Black Hammer was it stayed there. But it got left behind as everything
Black Hammer
else.
Was still nerfed.
Yeah, but they still nerfed it.
It didn't create infinite ammo.
It did when it came out. But you're right. I don't think it was ever be able to infuse up to power level of whatever it was.
Post
I think
Taken
after
King.
Taken King. Yeah.
Okay.
But it did have initially it would regen unlimited ammo, and that was from the Crota drop at the boss.
Didn't take an exotic slot,
and a lot of people liked that weapon. I actually did get that weapon and used it tons. I remember being super salty in D1 when it came out, but then. You know, Spindle ended up being the next best thing, but did not have unlimited reserves. So, yeah, you know, if they've done that in the past, I'm not sure why I ever make Whisper of the Worm the way Spindle was in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's the question I have more.
This is literally repeating history. You made the same mistake with another weapon.
They did it when, you know, the whole go fast update was Bungie's philosophy. Let's not nerf things. Let's make the players feel more powerful. And we've had that for, you know, a year or more now. And now they're like, wait a minute, if we make new content, they're just going to plow through it because of Whisper.
Yeah, or unless there's something better than you could have them Whisper. But even then, that's difficult probably to make content because you'd still use Whisper for the most part.
So let's get back into it in a second. I'll actually just go through everything so then we can freely talk about whatever. Sleeper Simulant, reduced ricochet bonus damage on boss combatants, modified precision behavior, total damage is unchanged but non-precision shots are significantly more forgiving. Lord of Wolves, PvE damage reduced 20%. The Lord of Wolves perk has been reworked, no longer triggers automatically on kill. This effect is now triggered by holding reload, similar to the fundamentals on Hardlight and Borealis. PvE damage and range bonuses on this effect have been removed and replaced with a universal damage bonus instead, so Lord of Wolves isn't really a thing anymore. Ace of Spades, Memento Mori now ends if the weapon is stowed. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
it seemed so nice with it. That was just such a nice bonus.
Mm-hmm. The PvP damage bonus of Memento Mori was slightly reduced to prevent two-tapping Guardians while Vengeance, One-Eyed Mask, was active.
That's fine.
Those titans out there.
Specifically, you need 4 resilience to survive this. Memento Mori is active for 6 shots again, up from 5. Okay. That one's middle of the ground. Exotic armor-wise, though, Here's what they say. Also, because these items are so overwhelmingly strong in situations where players face off against large number of enemies, some activities were designed considering the use of armor, such as Orpheus Rig, Phoenix Protocol, Skull of Dire, Ahamkara, etc. This means if someone in your fire team doesn't have these super exotics equipped, the activity becomes far more difficult. Mm-hmm. We are making some changes to these armor pieces to try and preserve their power fantasy and still leave them as viable choices for difficult activities without making players feel like they must have them equipped or be at a huge disadvantage. So wait, the activities like tier three are staying the same? But you're getting rid of our way to do those activities?
It's kind of contradictory in that statement because they're like, oh, the end game, the activity is still too difficult if you're not using these. So we're going to nerf them. So
Skull of Dire, Ahamkara, Orpheus Rig, and Phoenix Protocol now receive super energy back with diminishing returns, making it rarer to get a full super back. That Skull super has been so fun.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Week. Yeah.
As a Warlock main, I am saddened.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Yeah,
I feel personally attacked.
Oh, me too with Orpheus, yeah.
But at the same time, when they first buffed it, I knew a nerf was going to come.
I was
mentally prepared for it, so I was like, I'm just going to have fun with this until Bungie just decides to do it. I mean, it broke 0 hour for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when the big server spawns and it has all these shielded shanks around it, I throw one Nova Bomb at it. They all die. Get my super back. Turn around. The other
Nova.
Nova Bomb. And it's just like.
How did that feel?
It felt great.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
Oh yeah, they should probably get rid of that.
But yeah, at the same time, on that one, I have to like, I don't know, I don't want to side. You just get assaulted. Oh,
sorry,
you're actually.
I didn't mean to do that.
But
you're assaulting him
in that one as a Warlock main. It kind of hurts to say, but I kind of side with Bungie on that one because that one does take a lot of the difficulty out of a lot of challenges.
These are a bummer to read, but reading their phrasing, I'm a little bit more like wondering how impacted they're going to be.
Yeah.
I hope that we're still going to get supers back and generate super orbs. Otherwise, it's going to be really weird. And that's the majority chance. Gwizen Vest had its energy reduced from 15 to 8.
Gwizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the other one.
Yeah.
And then Shards of Galanor and Ursa Fiorosa, their super gain caps reduced to be in parity.
Which sucks because Shards had a nerf changes previously.
Yeah.
And now they're
getting
another nerf, which is going to make them even worse.
So I tweeted this.
Hunters had a good couple months there.
Yeah, this
it was coming.
Sorry to talk over you guys.
You're good.
Go in just a second, but this tweet I feel best encompasses what I'm trying to say to Bungie. Who knows if they even listen to me anymore? Probably not. This nerf to Whisper is a mistake. These weapons and armors you're altering are why people are playing and having fun. I've been having a fantastic time near the end of Season of the Drifter. I was super excited about Season of Opulence.
Yeah.
Now it just feels like a punch in the gut. It feels like the wind has been taken out of my sails.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on, you're taking away all my toys.
Yeah.
Basically. If you do this, it will further solidify that exotics have an expiration date, making our grind meaningless. I hope you're listening to the reply, not just from me, but from the whole community.
If you go to the Destiny subreddit, the entire front page is just about like, what are you doing, Bungie?
Yeah.
This isn't just a Bungie thing either. This is a problem with these games. Something's too good. Nerf it down. All right. Separately from that, there's nothing about buffs to exotics. What other exotics should we be using? Should it be Oathkeeper? Bow charges can be held indefinitely. Why is that an exotic?
That should just be a perk.
That's exactly. Just a perk.
I'm a guardian who can kill gods and throw lightning from my hands, but I can only hold a bow for a
few seconds.
20 seconds.
Winter's Guile. Melee kills increase melee damage. What about that exotic? Why isn't that getting reworked? Peacekeepers. A number of benefits while wielding an SMG, reload, ready movement, and handling. That one is middling, I will say. It's a little bit better. But my point is there are a lot of things in ACD/O, melee kill store explosive defensive energy. Great. There's weapons that reward precision damage with one round of ammo in your stowed hand cannon. It's like, what are these perks?
Yeah.
Most of those were all year one exotics when everybody was just like,
yeah,
the power fantasy was at its at the all time low Destiny's franchise.
Yeah,
and those exotics came out of that, and people just, even though the bow one was Forsaken.
Yeah,
since
we
have bows prior to that,
we're in a good place with the power fantasy in Destiny, and this just sucks. CJ, take it away.
Oh, I was gonna say, so let's get your synopsis here again, because I think that And I'm just looking at comments. If you're seeing me scrolling on my phone, that's why, because I wanted to get a couple of people's take. Let's get you to explain why you think this is happening. And I clearly am probably with you and most of the people that it's not great, but what is your hope that maybe is positive out of it, or is there anything positive out of it?
Not right now.
Yeah.
Like what?
So why do you think it's happening overall now?
I think it's happening because they're about to release a new raid on June 4th, and they've already taken away a lot of the leveling activities for day one, and we're planning accordingly. The people that are going for day one are planning accordingly for that.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing this because of the raid. They don't want to see people clear the raid super fast.
Okay.
And that's the only logical reason that I could come to. I'm like, people are clearing their pinnacle activities too quickly. They don't like that. But that's fun once you figure out the puzzle of like what gear's awesome.
Yeah.
That feels really great. And just, do you remember when Malfeasance came out and it was kind of a pain in the butt?
Yeah.
And I literally said on the show, I'm not going to go for it. Bungie's just going to nerf it. The requirements.
Yeah.
They did. Dredgen, requirements nerfed.
Yeah.
And this keeps happening.
Yeah.
So why chase anything?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question.
And then people straight up just don't want to play anymore. They're like, well, I got Outbreak perfected, and I was going to level it up. But who cares? Because I know you're just going to ruin it.
Yeah.
I mean, they did this exact same thing prior to Rise of Iron and Wrath of the Machine came out.
Yes, I remember that.
Because they nerfed how Touch of Malice and the Titan Bubble interacted with each other.
I remember because that. It fired infinitely.
So like, thinking about the raid mechanics in Wrath of the Machine – that would have broken that raid.
Yeah, absolutely.
So instead of building an encounter around the weapons that they've built, they just nerf the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, it kind of creates some sort of artificial difficulty in a way because they didn't actually account for those things in the game, and they just said, no, you're just going to take those away. So that way it seems like it's harder.
So that's what I think. So, I mean, I'll say this. I was asking you if there was some positive. I'm struggling to find what it would be as well. Like, I'm not saying that there is any. And again, on this side, we actually don't know. Doesn't seem like there's much positive about this. I think from a development standpoint, I'm even going to think one pass you. I think that it's potentially not even for this raid. I'm sure it has stuff to do with this raid as well, but it's probably even what's coming in September and moving forward. And if they're thinking that far down the road, because think about it. Everything that's potentially coming out for this raid.
Something's coming in September.
They teased that in the Gambit Viaduct or the Season of the Drifter Viaduct, that something's coming.
Yeah, after at the very end. So we want to assume that there will be probably either a seasonal pass or something coming in September. Like, that's not going to be it. That's just not going to end. But whatever that is, they probably have to do that so far out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm assuming, let's just say if it is the same way that this one is, there might be maybe some Forsaken style thing and they have a whole bunch of other new exotics to obtain. They're trying to probably find a balance to figure out the new exotics that you want to get. And that is the tricky part, because Outbreak Prime right now, I think everybody feels like that. They're going, okay, I got this gun. It works right now. How long before the nerf or Outbreak Perfected?
The timer has begun.
Yes.
Until your Outbreak Prime is useless.
Yes.
And congratulations. Why am I even playing this game?
It is. And I think that's where it is a bit of a mental game, and if you're playing it for the gear and the way that you play PvE like that, I totally understand why people are upset. And the motivation to get them with being exotic is also destroyed. So it's tricky, though. I don't know how, when they're trying to create content for a whole year or 2 years, I know a lot of people are referencing the Go Fast update. The line that I remember specifically from that was, the spikes of personality, we want to stand out. And then the only other side of it is, okay, cool. And when that happens, you do have one weapon dominating the whole sandbox. It's Whisper, right? But we like Whisper. So
No, I would argue that Whisper doesn't. You got a few different exotics per character. Whisper is used in a lot of encounters, but not all.
Well,
Golgi, or not Golgoroth, sorry, the new ogre.
D1.
Yeah, the new ogre. Morgoth.
Morgoth, yeah.
Morgoth. You can utilize shotguns. You can utilize Whisper. There's a few different opportunities there.
I think because Whisper is an exotic, though, is the main reason why. And it's attached to a coveted event that people like to do that felt like an experience worth doing. There's a lot of weapons in Destiny that are just – we've always said that we've loved to see strike-specific loot a little bit more often. Mm-hmm. I think when you're nerfing a weapon like Whisper, it felt like such an achievement versus some of the other weapons of Destiny.
Yeah, and we also haven't brought up the heavy ammo problem. Heavy ammo is no longer reliable. So why are you using an infinitely generating heavy ammo?
It's just that heavy ammo isn't reliable. It's just that there's just a lot of other heavies that just don't matter.
Well, there's no synth. There's no synth.
It's just that. And then just think about like what else are we supposed to use it with? We got like, you know, we have, what's the shotgun called? The
Lord of Walls?
No, the heavy one.
Accurious.
That we have that one. Wardcliffe coil is still pretty good. But then there's like, we still have the issue that we've been talking about for so long, swords. Why are they still a heavy weapon?
Yeah.
No one uses them because they're just, they don't perform well.
Well, hey, there is an exotic that allows you to block and not consume sword ammo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Couldn't resist. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, let me use
I think
that.
It's also a little bit of both of what you were talking about, CJ, about you thinking that it's not just for the raid, but also for the future. But it's like when I say a little bit of both, I think they did take these pinnacle weapons and playtested it against, you know, major bosses in the new raid and saw how sleeper simulants bounce mechanic probably just melted the boss.
Yeah.
Because like if you think about the Last Wish, I don't think Bungie knew what cluster bombs would do to Riven.
Right.
Which is still crazy to me that they haven't fixed that.
And you find it out and do it. And I think that's it, right? There's some activities that are fun that people figure out and exploit things. And obviously that's not part of the game, but cheese has always been part of Destiny.
It always will be.
And it always will be. And so I kind of like it when they don't nerf it for that reason. But yeah, when you're nerfing coveted exotic weapons like this, I get why people are upset. I'm a little upset too. Like I think that without having a solution like heavy ammo or synth, you know, I long for Icebreaker again for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the community has pointed out on Reddit especially that this is a conversation. Apparently not, because you just told us something.
That's not a conversation.
Something.
It says we're nerfing these. Yeah.
Nerfing these too bad.
There was a it got what? Down. It got like almost like more than 1,000 downvotes, I think, on the subreddit. But Cosmo said, like, to be clear, like, you know, they're taking the feedback into account, but it's, to be clear, these changes are happening.
Yeah.
In Season of Opulence, regardless
we're listening.
Of feedback.
We're not going to do anything about
it's like,
it.
That's not a conversation. Yeah. That's you saying, we're nerfing these. End of story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that.
Yeah. And I mean, so it's weird. We do say that, the conversation thing, or we're listening. And maybe that is, like, the wrong thing to say. Because.
We didn't say it.
No, but that's, I mean, for Bungie to say. Because I think it's irrelevant. They obviously are going to do what they need to do, and they have a bunch of data in the background that we're not privy to.
Listening goes without saying. Like, of course you're listening.
Exactly.
Of course you are. It doesn't mean nothing. Anything's happening based on that.
And so it's funny because like we always want to dive into all the details, but they've probably made these decisions with a crap ton of other unbeknownst details and development things to us. And that's always where the frustration comes from, is when you don't know the big picture or why. And you know you're being told something and you're like, well, I don't care. That doesn't sit well with me because what you're doing, you haven't told me yet. Like, I was actually waiting for this episode to be, oh, nice, the last event was really cool. We didn't get to talk about Trevor a little bit, the freaking terrifying robot that killed me.
I had a very different show plan 2 days ago.
I know, and that's what I was saying. I was so excited for this show, and then I saw his 12, I'm like,
there
goes
that.
Yeah.
And so looking at the fact that there's only two more TWABs prior to E3, I'm wondering, obviously if they have some announcements or they said that there's two more
until Season of Opulence starts.
Or Season of Opulence, right. Yeah. I'm counting that as like E3 week because it's pretty
Yeah. We fly down to E3 that week, but E3 is the following.
Exactly. So I keep thinking that hopefully after Season of Opulence launches that there's maybe going to be something else announced within the context of E3 week. One would hope that there
I don't think
is
Bungie would come
something.
To E3 and talk about something they had launched a week ago.
That's what I mean. Like, so I hope there's something.
They're going to E3? Do we know that? Did they tweet anything?
I mean, I think that they're probably going to have some kind of presence there. But no, we don't know
You're
that.
You're assuming.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah,
it would be nice to get some good news.
Yeah,
I don't. I think it was also just a mistake to just drop this TWAB without
any
positivity in the upcoming. Because they say we want you to see these before the patch notes.
Yeah,
they said that in the sentence before all the nerfs that they detail. But it's like, why don't you talk about? That just makes me think there's no buffs coming.
Yeah,
to anything else. So it's like, why not just kind of like, you know, even the salty planes and just, you know, and give us something else that you might be buffing to make it a little more viable in replacement.
Yeah.
You wanted to go over some tweets. What are people saying on the Twitters that you wanted to go over?
Oh, no. I mean, I asked people to straight up hit me up because I looked at I looked at, you know, we Glad's been obviously out there talking. Giggs is out there talking. Those guys, I think, are pretty hardcore in the raid scene. Datto seemed to have a little bit more of a measured approach than that.
He's
like,
also disappointed.
Obviously, he's disappointed, but I think it's kind of like, you know, he expected it. And I'm in that same, like, camp as well, too. Like,
you expected Whisper to be messed with.
I expected a lot of potential changes prior to the launch of this content. Not necessarily Opulence, because I don't think that Opulence, I think that absolutely what you guys are saying, the raid has, you know, there's some merits to those nerfs being happening before Opulence. But I'm assuming that there's going to be something coming out after that, that they're potentially also trying to balance it. And rather than it, this announcement happening and tarnishing that.
You mean like that rumored next season or annual pass?
Right. Like whatever the next annual pass is, this is like a mid-tier sort of in the middle of this annual pass. This season of Opulence is not bringing in new people, quote, quote, if you're probably not already playing Destiny. Mm. They would not want this information. This is like my Destiny hat. I'm not saying I know any of this. This is what I'm thinking. If you're going to make a major announcement for what's going to happen after this, this would have affected that terribly.
Yeah.
I think it already has.
Maybe. Yeah. But my point is,
I think.
Yeah,
but they already
have
our money for this.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the people who are playing, it hurts them more than the potential new people that they could bring in on a brand new yearly. If there is going to maybe be something like Forsaken or something new coming up in September. That is just my take. I don't know if that's the reason. But it does seem odd that this TWAB is here right now in this way. And I think it is a little bit of damage control early so that potentially can, you know.
It could have been balanced out better. I think the better nerf to Whisper, if you're going to do it, the most extreme case would be only give us 3 shots. But infinite ammo if you land them all. But once you miss, you're screwed. A more reasonable one would be 5 shots. And that's the max clip size for that gun. I think that increases the risk reward, the initial advertisements for the weapon, and it would be a less negative reaction.
Yeah.
I think that would be the better solution for a Whisper nerf.
I don't know if it's I don't think it's only Whisper. I think if you had Whisper and then nothing else, people would have still been upset. But it's the fact that, like, right,
Whisper
saying,
and every favorite exotic in the game.
Right. It's almost like a sweeping change. But
I didn't use Sleeper that much before this nerf here.
Yeah.
And, you know, in between the last nerf it got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, why would I ever even pick that gun up again?
Yeah.
Why
Sleeper
am I
is dead.
Catalyst?
Sleeper is dead. Lord of Wolves is dead. I'm not sure about the Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades doesn't upset me as much.
Yeah. And this is
mostly because, like, the 2-tapping in PvP, I can see what that would just.
Right.
Piss a lot of people off.
Here's the thing. How do I compete against the coveted guns that you have that were from...
You're talking about Luna and...
That's the console conversation.
You mean those guns are getting nerfed?
Yeah.
In Opulence?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, people are basically saying more guns that's exactly it. They're like, console's a different situation, right? But
what about Redrix?
Redrix Claymore, those weapons are just – anytime you need to proc something by getting a kill to get the next thing to happen, unless there's some kind of pervasive thing – like that's why Memento Mori was really good, is it stayed with you on the switching of the weapons and you could have a fight and then keep that in your back pocket. With not being able to switch your weapons, it's a pretty dramatic nerf because – a lot of that stuff was in your subconscious DNA when you were playing those encounters. Like, I will use Ace probably still because it feels good, but if something else comes out that's better, Ace will not be, the momentum war is not a big deal. Like Redrix, I don't use Redrix because what's the thing? Is it, what's the perk that activates when you, I can't remember the name of it.
Desperado.
Yeah. So that it doesn't last long enough. So it's not beneficial to use it. Momentum Mori just stays there till you
like
shoot
rampage
the shots.
Without the rampage.
Yeah, right. Without the timer.
Here's the message that the community hears. I hope you don't like Outbreak Perfected too much because it's next.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what everybody's thinking right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So Outbreak's going to get nerfed. 1K will probably get nerfed again.
Yeah.
Wardcliff's
going to get nerfed again. Acrius is going to get nerfed again. It's like, what are you coming for next? It's like, all right, just take it all away. Why am I even playing? And that's how people feel. And
let's
that's
go
how
back to
reacting.
Curse of Osiris Sandbox.
Yeah.
There's people that seriously just uninstalled the game.
Yeah. I'm just going through some of the comments, but I mean, I kind of want to have you guys talk for a little bit while I look and see if they're viable. There's a bunch of people who are saying that they are upset. So that,
really?
I think... I think I think that you can find you that pretty much anywhere if you look on anybody's Twitter or anybody's or the Reddit.
We went back to the, here's Bungie's quote from the 1.1.4 update that's been going around Twitter. We went back to the board and looked at everything and said, hey, here are a couple of weapons we feel like are in a really good spot. And by really good spot, they're kind of hot. They're probably too hot for D2. In D1, people would have said, probably correctly, this means we would nerf those things. They're nails that are sticking up out of the board, and we would have hammered them in to be even with the board. For this update, we did the opposite. We said, these things are kind of hot. Let's bring everything else to them. So we started raising each thing up, whether it be in PvE or PvP. Where are the other things that you're raising?
Yeah. I mean,
they don't exist.
Well, maybe or maybe those are the things that are coming in Season of Opulence.
This is from 1.1.4.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
1.1.4. This is what they said they were going to do.
That was
fast forward to today.
Yeah.
Was that like
hammering those nails in?
That 1.1.4. That was a Warmind area.
That was
right?
Go Fast update. Mm-hmm. That was the
Go Fast update.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, at the time, they needed to do that. And this is where Sean and I had the constant argument: is that, you know, chop chop. Yeah, Rip John. Whereas that, yeah, when you have a weapon meta based on a few guns, what's the point of having 20, you know, 1,000 to go for? And that is always, I think, the challenge that they're struggling with.
To have them say that, then do this, just means the whole we're listening, this is a conversation thing, is just hollow.
Yeah.
It's
tricky. Yeah. Being that was, how long ago was that now? That was over a year ago, though, right?
About a year. More than a year, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
Here's the video. I'll tell you when it posted.
Yeah.
Posted. Ooh, sorry, chat.
Sounds in there.
In March 26, 2018.
Yeah, so a year and a little bit. So, I mean, I get that. I mean, I don't know how to fix the situation with, you know, launching a piece of content, creating more content, and then having to develop for something that's persistent, which is some of the reason why I think ultimately Destiny 2 came out. Mm-hmm. Like, we looked at all the stuff from Destiny 1 and we're like, oh, this is amazing. We look back at it with such fond memories. I love this. I love this. I wish they did more of that. I wish they did more of this. But just looking at this now, how do you kind of even have D2 continuing on for another 5, 6, or let's say if it is going to do an annual pass more and more and more without a D3, this is what Steven and I kept talking about. D3 is inevitable for this reason, right? Because you just have to do a reset and get rid of everything.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that Bungie wants
it all.
I think Bungie
scratch.
Wants a game in the Destiny franchise that didn't have the oversight of Activision from the start.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they don't have. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's to me, that's the thing. Like, if we were going to say on the record right now, and I mean, let's not pretend that we've never said something that maybe we've gone back on, because I have, but right now, would you want a Destiny 3 or have Destiny 2 keep going? Okay, or would you rather have had Destiny 1 continue and had DLCs on that?
I think Destiny 2 needed to happen mostly because there was a lot of limitations behind it based on the engine
for the console.
They needed to because that game came out on 360
PS3. And PlayStation 3.
And yeah. I think going now they do need a reset with a new game, new engine that can be upgraded and just infinitely added onto.
But if Destiny 3 rolls out and your whole weapon vault, quote, gets blown up.
Well, you're assuming that that's going to happen again.
So that's what I'm saying.
Which is very likely.
How can it not? Like, based on this and everything that you're saying, how can they not do that every time?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I just
don't know if we want another 3 years of them trickling old exotics back to us again.
Honestly, like, this is where I feel like it's not that I'm not mad, and I think people kind of look at me and probably think that I don't care. It's like, and then the comments I see that I don't resonate with, I get why people say they're like, oh, you need to expect more from them. You're very complacent. I'm like, no, I'm not complacent. I just understand that this is what the game is, and I'm not expecting more than that because I still enjoy the journey of these experiences. Like, I like.
Even when they're bad. Like, even when you're not necessarily happy with them.
Well, no, because I think that in the moment, you are. Like, if I look back at all the Destiny times I'm playing the game and we're going for weapons or we're going for this, yeah, the nerfs are annoying. And, yeah, the changes and all that stuff. Like, sometimes you go, oh, why do they do that or why do they do this? But I'm still playing Destiny every week, and I'm not playing a lot of other games every week. Apex is about the only other game that I'm playing on a fairly, you know, regular basis, and they're having a rough time as well too, because the community's like, you haven't updated the game in like a couple months, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, I'm sure they're going, oh dear God, how do we solve this problem? We have this amazing game, everybody wants to play it. What do we do? People want it updated every week. That's what Fortnite does. That's what, you know, the best games are doing. But I don't know how you actually make that happen. I don't know how every studio makes that happen. And I'm not making excuses for them. I'm just, I'm seeing this problem more than in just Destiny, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love Apex Legends. I want Respawn to keep killing it, but they have not done any updates in that. You know, it's hard for people to stay playing.
Right? With a game like that, the meta gets boring because they're just doing the same thing over and over and over and over.
Right.
Over again.
But I mean, but that's what games are in a way. So it's really weird. It's the psychology behind like if I asked you right now, why do you play Destiny? I mean, I always say
it's kind of part of the job.
I mean, stop that. So
times I legitimately don't want to play, but I sign on just so that I can be part of the conversation.
And that's fair. I think if I was to say, like, overall, I'm mostly a feeling player, like, it just feels good to shoot things type of guy. I'm not playing Destiny for the story as much as I am for, you know, just the way it feels, because I like PvP. And then people say, oh, there's so many other PvP games you could play. True. But the PvE side of thing right now, I think, has actually been really good, but it definitely ebbs and flows. Like, there's some, we said last week, the roller.
It was literally like,
I know.
Time. It sucks.
Yeah.
Cause
it
like,
does.
They were just building all this positivity. We're all stoked about Outbreak, Perfected. We like the quest a lot. We're figuring out this cool puzzle as a community. And then this twab comes out and it just ruins it all. And I'm so upset about that because I was writing a positive feature about all the things Bungie's been doing right. And then I'm just like, well, this is going to be not good timing to release this. So, now I got to hold this for a while.
Yeah.
If I even write it now.
You know. Why are you playing Destiny still, Brian?
Honestly, because like it's still just a damn good shooter. Like the gunplay is still fun.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of games that kind of get that hook of the gameplay loop. So, you know, I know we're all salty about the big changes and stuff like that, but of course it's not going to keep me away from the game. I'm going to keep playing. When Season of Opulence drops, I'm going to be with you guys on the raid on day one. It's going to suck to see this happen, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to say I'll stop and just like, I don't want my bark to be louder than, you know,
than the bite.
I'll probably change my tune. Maybe when Season of Opulence comes out, we'll see, you know.
And it also just depends on what they're bringing too. Like, not just like content, but like the rewards. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the new guns?
If
what are
there
the
is
exotics?
Anything worth getting.
Can there be something that'll replace it to where it'll just kind of make this go like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. It's fine.
I will take everything that they say with a grain of salt from now on.
I mean, haven't you been doing that already?
I've been doing that for a while. Yeah, because they keep saying stuff and then they do the opposite. Yeah. And it's like, all right.
I mean, it takes them a while. And I think that's another problem. People want updates. Well, that's the thing. People want updates faster, but they definitely want to see more nerfs than more buffs, than nerfs.
If Skull is broken, fix it.
Yeah.
There have been guns in the games that they have fixed faster.
So, okay.
There have been a lot of things that they fixed faster.
Yeah. So,
when is Sweet
again,
Business and Sunshot going to be good again?
More questions. We've often said this as well, and I'm literally trying to remember all these kind of conversations we've had in the past so I can finally kind of go, okay, now that there's a massive change, you know, what do we want? Would you like it like this, or would you rather change happen faster once they identify a problem, like, you know, the cluster bombs for Riven? Would you want that, oh, we see that, no thanks, out like a week later in a hot fix?
Yes.
Don't let me fall in love.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Rip out
That's
my
thing.
Heart.
Okay.
Honestly, if Bungie took that out of the raid, like the cluster bomb cheese, I probably wouldn't play it anymore. Not just because I've become such a crutch and that I've gotten so accustomed to it that I don't want to sit through the entire mechanics of Riven. Like, it was fun the first couple times going through it.
Yeah.
But then like after just like almost a year of doing the mechanic that way, just, like, I don't want to spend more time than I need to in here.
Yeah.
If they got rid of that you know, within the week that everybody found out that you could do that, then it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But this long into it, it's just like.
It's going to be interesting to see what Season of Opulence is. Real quick, two more small things to discuss. I tweeted this out a few days ago, twitter.com/DestinLegear if you want to see the photos. I've heard a lot of people are concerned about Fireteam Chat as we moved show locations into this space.
The closet.
CJ set this up for our live stream booth.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just to remind you all that this is largely temporary as we build out several new studio spaces at IGN. Mm-hmm. We're very excited to unveil them, but it will take time as we clear the dust.
Yep.
So just putting it out there, I wanted to put it in audio form so people actually hear me say it during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, we're building studio spaces, and we have photos. This is the second time I've said this, like, live on the show.
Yeah.
And we have three spaces soon, coming soon. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in San Francisco about city code, about how much power the room needs.
It's crazy.
And all these considerations before we even start fleshing out what those rooms are going to look like. So right now it's a lot of ordinance stuff that you might not be aware of, but they're coming. Right now, our studio is being largely utilized for all the other show products that we're developing. Mm-hmm. Up at Noon, the Strive for 5 challenge.
Yeah, that's good.
For games I don't know I'm allowed to talk about.
Yeah, you can. Splitgate.
Splitgate, yeah.
That's good.
Splitgate.
That's the Halo 4
game. It's like
game.
Halo. It's very, very fun.
It's really good.
Yeah. So we're working on a lot of stuff like that in the main studio space. So that's what's going on.
And I think a lot of people actually just – you know what's funny is some people, I actually don't mind this. I'm on GameScoop a lot. I actually like this smaller space in a way from a conversational standpoint because it feels very intimate. And it's way warmer in here. Our old
studio is very cold.
Our old studio is freezing. That you actually can see Steven and I like trying to like gulp and just sitting there get choked up half the time because it is so cold in it. But yeah, this is temporary. And yeah, hopefully these things will be finished in the next couple months.
I like this more. I think there's just an expectation when you come to IGN. For me, this is way more comfortable and easy. This is more like my apartment where I stream from. You guys have probably seen me stream if you watch the show.
Yeah.
Brian hasn't. Anyway, yeah, like I sit somewhere I'm comfortable and I can have a conversation with you guys. Yeah. The chairs are comfortable. I'm not sitting in a weird elevated chair.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice to have a producer like monitoring stuff, but
yeah. I'm dying inside from the aesthetic looking. I just look at the camera and off to the side, and it killed me.
Yeah, like the brick and the door.
Because we worked super hard to make that studio look good, and I remember like fabricating and picking out the desk with Alex Solomita and Alexio and a bunch of other people. So it's probably going to happen and look a little bit different in the next 2 weeks. But I know you want to wrap it up. Do you want to?
No, there was one more thing we wanted to talk about.
Okay,
but if you want to talk about Whisper or any of the nerfs, quick, take it away.
How much time do we got?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I just wasn't sure if we were finished up. Yeah, it's funny because there's a bunch of people, I don't want to name them by name because I don't know if they'll want that. But you can go to my Twitter feed and see. Some people are basically saying, you know, nerfs are totally unnecessary. Maybe Skull, that was one of those ones. So that's why I asked you, would you rather?
Everyone's kind of like, Skull is pretty good.
Exactly. But that's what I was asking. Would you rather them do small updates once they know it's a problem or these massive sweeping changes at the end of, like a 3-month DLC?
Faster updates.
So faster updates.
100%.
Smaller, more often. I think the reason why they don't is because there's that acquisition part of Destiny, right? Where if you don't play the game or if you, like you're some people, I don't have 1,000K voices yet. I know people have run the raid 23
still
times.
Don't have it.
I did 26,
I'm at 11, 12, 13. How many runs did we do this week, Brian?
We only did 2 this week.
Yeah. And you
so I'm at 12.
And you don't have it?
No.
Okay. So that right there. That is, I think, some of the reason why it takes them a long time to adjust the meta. Because I think that they don't want to nerf those things right away once they realize cheeses and exploits have been found. Because maybe not everybody had a chance to get the gun.
So, like, a 1K nerf, that gun was broken. That one, I get.
Right.
That was broken because the damage would scale based on your frame rate on PC.
It was stupid broken.
That was actually broken.
Yeah. Or when Prometheus lens.
Yes.
Right? Those are times where it's like, all right, that is broken.
Right. But you know, guess what the common denominator is in that situation? Zer gave you Prometheus lens because they knew they had to.
Well, because I think they did that because they were like, well, we can't fix this in time until this. So it's like, let's make the playing field even until we can put out a fix.
It took them a week to fix Prometheus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. But I think that's the reason is that you look at all those things that are randomly acquired by a drop like 1K voices, maybe not so urgent to nerf because not everybody's getting it. Mm-hmm. But a quest like, you know, Outbreak Perfected and Whisper and all those things, you know that if you do that, you got that weapon. Mm-hmm. They're more likely to nerf those things because it's not chance drops. Those are like
guaranteed if you finish the activity.
Exactly. So, and then again, these is just, I don't know if this is the truth. I'm just trying to think again without the details or what they might be thinking.
Chill.
There it is. I knew it. I think the nerfs will make sense overall in time once the new gear and activities that are going to be showcased in Opulence come into full effect.
That's the key, though.
And that's the key. And I think that, you know, I've heard you talk about that and, like, you know, are they doing this because maybe it would break some of the parts of the raid or there's new gear to acquire and all that stuff. I don't know how you fix the, okay, yeah, we are going to nerf this in 6 months feeling, knowing that they do that so often. Like, I actually don't know the solution. Maybe one more.
Honestly, yes. He's like, that's a huge problem. It's why, like, I get powered up, I do the raid, and then I really stop playing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get my main to 700, and then I'll just wait.
Yeah. And then last one, here's a positive one. Personally, I think it's a good move. It just kind of feels weird that we're still using something with infinite ammo that came back all the way the first year of D2 that is basically the only thing people are using, you know, sort of thing. So thinks that super exotics are mostly too strong, so it's understandable why they do it. You know, so that is some positive.
Who was that?
Exactly.
Just kidding.
I will spare you.
Witch hunt.
Exactly. But I would say that, again, the loud majority believe this is negative. I'm in the camp, not knowing all the details, also believing that it's mostly perceived as negative right now. And until we hear more or get a chance to see what the next season has, guess we'll find out why in a few weeks.
Small spoilers for the next 3 minutes. Brian, the last Xur bounty.
The last Xur bounty.
Ooh.
Death.
It was this week, right?
Yes.
Nice.
What happened?
So,
spoilers.
Spoilers.
Not so spoilery.
Now
you have 8 weeks of doing cool PvE, not cool PvE content, all content you've done 1,000 times.
I'm gonna out you, Brian.
Go ahead. I was gonna out myself, but you can do it if you want. I get the Xur bounty, and I'm like, all right, what do we got to do? They're out of planets, so what is the activity this week? And it's just like all PvP, and I'm just like.
So I walk by his desk, and he's doing work because we're all preparing
for
E3. There's a Sprite can on a laptop because he wants it to fire or move. And I'm like, Brian, you're everything.
Don't tell people
I
that.
I despise about PvP.
I did that because, like, one, I'm helping plan our live stream for E3, right? Destin's doing something else. You are also planning. And I wanted to be able to talk about this on Fireteam Chat, and I would not have been able to have time to do that. So I'm like, I can't play all this PvP. And then
why is it a can on a laptop?
Get kills? It was
play competitive and play Crucible or play Quick Play and play Rumble. Luckily, Rumble
hashtag reported
exactly.
Yeah. I was not the only person. I loaded into a Rumble match with six people, and four of us were in a corner dancing, and I just left my thing on because people were just wanted the matches to get over with. Yeah. Just wanted to get on with.
I need to jump in that match and get like the 20 spree kill and the 40.
You could have, dude. There was one guy who looked like he was trying so hard, but all of us were just dancing in the corner. Anyways, all right. After you finish all of those, you go into where the lighthouse, not the lighthouse. Where what is it called in the emissary when you finish Trials of the Nine and you go and get your
like the Nine
whatever.
Area there.
Anyways, that big area where she's huge and
Spire.
You go into that and she shows you a vision, and it's her talking to the Drifter, and she says that the Nine are going to stop watching him. They're done watching him And he's like, what do you want me to do for you? Anything else I can do for you? And she's like, you're already doing it. Keep playing the game, talking about Gambit. And then a coin falls from the sky and lands in his hands. And, you know, it just reveals it's the coins that he shows you what enemies you're going to fight in Gambit.
Oh.
And it shows the pyramid ships.
Enemy type.
Yeah, so it's it's just another tease of, you know, the Jovians that people are
saying
there might be.
Man, I'm going to use my Wisp, my Lord of my
Ace of my Skull of Dire.
Don't worry, guys. I'll come with my shards.
That's really cool.
Orpheus,
Salt of Galenor, as they call it now.
That's really cool. I can't wait to see the payoff there. It is obviously a really salty episode. Let us know what you guys think about these in the comments. I know when I was streaming yesterday, a lot of people were talking about why they think this needed to happen. Most people are pretty salty, but
yeah,
it'll be 24 hours by the time this posts. So let us know what you think in the comments below, and yep, we'll always be here to keep talking Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Whoever comes in next is going to be very upset about all the salt.
It seemed appropriate, though.
What is happening in here? All right.
Light salt.
Well, for CJ and Brian, I'm Destin. That's it for this week. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.